Welcome back to another episode of A Mental Health Break with Vincent A. Lancey. I'm Vincent A. Lancey, speaker, coach, and author of the books Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health and Left 4 Dead, A Story of Redemption.
And I'm Michelle Palton. I am a fashion lifestyle blogger on my blog called Soho Mini. And I'm also an influencer marketing director for a social media agency called Circle Media.
I'm excited to launch another episode for you all and bring on another guest with firsthand experience. When I was 21 years old, I was the victim of a hit-and-run accident while walking home from a friend's birthday. After coming out of a coma and suffering from a traumatic brain injury, or you may know of as a TBI, I soon realized that it was time to put my mental health on a very high pedestal. This transformative experience has led me to create a podcast that is all things mental health. It has also led me to create my new book, Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health. Be sure to check it out on my website after the episode ends. Would it add value to your life to hear mental health professionals and advocates share their authentic stories relating to mental health? If you answered yes, you came to the right place. I want to start by congratulating you for making your mental health a priority. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate the show 5 stars and continue listening by subscribing. Today's guest is a mental health advocate with firsthand experiences to share to help you thrive. I became friends with Michelle in college and have remained friends since. She was very involved with helping me in the early years when I started my business and was also a guest on the first season of my other podcast series, What It's Really Like to Be an Entrepreneur. After learning that Michelle was using her platform to bring up key mental health issues, I thought it would be very valuable to you all to bring her on the show. So allow me to now introduce Michelle Palton. Michelle, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Would you mind please introducing yourself to our listeners and share part of your story before we dive in and get going? And also please share your role relating to mental health.
Of course, yeah. So I introduced myself a little bit in the beginning of the podcast, but to touch base on it again, I am a fashion lifestyle blogger. I often get the question of what does fashion have to do with mental health? And I think there is a huge crossover. You know, even the most basic thing you can think about when you are feeling good about yourself, you might put the extra effort into your outfit. When you're feeling like you need a little extra love, maybe you dress in something comfortable. But I always think it comes back to how you express yourself and ultimately what you're feeling about yourself. And fashion is a, you know, huge signifier of that. So I think there's just always been a natural crossover, and my blog is like an open book. So I talk about all aspects of my life, and mental health has been a big journey for me.
Yeah, well, I admire your courage to start to use your platform for this reason. It's always nice when people who have platforms that they're building shed light on such important issues that are a little taboo, but your efforts are going to go a long way. So thank you for sharing. And on each episode, I share a mental health story of someone who is famous because I want to let you, the listeners, know you are not alone. I want you to understand that even though someone looks like they are healthy from the outside, they may not be on the inside too. For today's episode, I will introduce the mental health-related story of an actress everyone knows and Kristen Bell. Kristen Bell is using her platform to speak out about mental health. She stated that years after coming from a line of serotonin imbalance, says it makes her prone to anxiety and depression. When asked if she hesitated to come forward publicity about the condition, she said she struggled since a young age in this quote, "Yes, for the first 10 minutes, I realized that this is the shame that prevents people from talking about it. I immediately felt irresponsible because I do care about depression not being taboo, yet I present this bubbly, outgoing girl who seemingly gets through life with a smile on her face, and I never discuss that some days. I don't." Bell also opened up about her diet and medication, which includes a daily antidepressant, which helps waves of serotonin imbalance, as she quotes, and also a daily dose of CBD oil and aptogens, a form of herbal medicine. Michelle, what do you take away from her story relating to mental health?
I can relate a lot to Kristen. I think so many people have a very similar experience when first, I guess, admitting to having mental health illnesses, or even just, you know, the kind of facade that she was talking about, that on the outside she looks like she has this perfect life, but on the inside she struggles too, like everyone else. And I think that's something everyone can relate to.
Absolutely. And now she's starting to use her platform a little more, which is great. What's your favorite Kristen Bell movie?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall is one of my favorite movies, and she's great in that.
Yeah, she's definitely very popular because she's also a good person, and now she's taking that a step further with her mental health initiatives. And I think it is a great time to now get into the main event. On each episode, my guest and I will go over this series of 6 questions to help others improve their mental health. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Great. So many would agree that the more common, or at least talked about, types of mental health disparities are mood disorders, anxiety disorders, or schizophrenia disorders. Which areas did you come across the most?
Yeah, that's a good point. I would say I come across people speaking about anxiety a lot, but I don't think they're really speaking about the disorder. I think it's like a very loose term. And now that I found out maybe a year ago that I've officially been diagnosed with anxiety, I find that people throw that word around a lot. So it's definitely been interesting.
Yeah. And I hear that a lot with depression too. People say I'm depressed, but it's okay to have a sad day or a bad day. That's right. Normal. It's okay to be anxious once in a while in those type of situations.
Right.
But when did you first decide that you were going to start taking a stance on mental health advocacy? When was that moment for you?
Pretty early on. It's something I feel like, even as like a child, if that sounds kind of weird, I knew it was something I wanted to talk about, but there were always people in my life really telling me it's not okay to talk about it. It was definitely more taboo subject growing up. And I think hopefully in 2020, it's becoming more of a normalized and welcomed topic to speak about. So I think I've always been open to the idea of speaking about it. So when I started my blog, and really when I started, outlining the different things that I talk about on my page, I always wanted to incorporate that somehow and make it a place where people felt comfortable speaking about it, or maybe reading about my experience and making themselves feel a little bit better and feel less alone.
Yeah, people resonate with stories, people being honest, sharing their stories. People are meant to interact with each other, communicate with each other. But you mentioned how it was very taboo. People were saying, don't talk about it. Was there any mental health education in your school growing up at all?
I mean, maybe health class, but I think even that has improved worlds since I've been in school. But really, it wasn't spoken about until, honestly, I felt like it was too late. I think high school is way too late of a time to speak about it. You deal with mental health when you're a child. It should be important at every stage of your life.
I agree. When kids are young, I'm sure they do. Most schools have some kind of mental health initiatives now, but children who maybe have divorced parents very young, or they move around a lot when they're young, these kids are really a mess. And kids, they have their whole lives out of their hands because they rely on the adults. And with mental health disparities, they're really left by themselves.
Yep, exactly.
But what advice can you give to our listeners here, Michelle? From your experiences, it would maybe considered a potential early sign that they may be developing a mental illness?
Well, I'm not a doctor or a trained professional, but, and I feel like this kind of goes into our next question a little bit, but I would say if you're in therapy, which everyone should be, you don't need to have a mental illness to go to therapy. I think it should be standard for every person. But if you, are starting to notice your conversations consistently finding themes in your life where you're struggling or maybe facing a certain challenge, don't shy away from it. I would even lean more into that and really uncover what's there. And with the help of, like, again, a trained professional, you know, you both can kind of decide together, you know, to dive deeper into those issues. I think that's, you know, and I'm speaking from my personal experience, you know, I noticed that stress and stress really was a common theme in many things I was struggling with in my life, and anxiety. And I, again, talked about like that general term of anxiety when I started to realize I'm using this term way too often to describe how I feel. Maybe it's something a little more serious than that. And when together we decided to do a test, and that's when I really figured out that, yes, I've struggled with anxiety on a disorder level. And now I'm ready to not just let it run my life. So it was a really good observation.
Well, I appreciate your openness, because a lot of people are definitely in those same shoes that are going to be listening on. And it really does start with understanding. I liked how you put that. You don't need a mental illness to go to therapy. It's someone to talk to. I look at it as an unbiased third party. You share what you're thinking, and you get some good advice along the way. And I also do appreciate you sharing your role relating to mental health again. I love having both advocates and professionals on the show, because it's one thing to know an overall diagnosis, but it's also another great value to hear it from someone who's experienced it. So thank you again for coming on. But if you could pick three, Michelle, and just three, because I want the three most important things our listeners can do on a daily or short-term basis to improve their mental health, what can you offer?
Okay, they're going to be very basic, but they are a world of difference. And I'm also need to take my own advice, but meditating is the number one thing on that list of three. I need to do a better job at being consistent at it. Drink water, be hydrated. That's really important. And sleep. Those would be my top three basic things that if you're not hitting consistently, something's going to be out of whack. And that's for everyone. Again, not just if you have a mental health disorder. Really, you need those three things to thrive.
Well, you hit them perfectly. Although they may be basic, they're very valuable. Yeah. Those are actually things talked about in my new book, Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health. In my chapter, I actually talk about sleep and what sleep deprivation can do. If you don't get your body sleep, you're not going to be setting yourself up for success the next day. You're not going to be in it to win it. You're going to be just running through the motions. But let's delve a little deeper here, Michelle. Those are great short-term initiatives you can take to create a more positive mental headspace. What are two longer-term commitments our listeners can take?
Yeah, so I would probably say therapy. I know that's, you know, can be a little scary for some people. It was scary for me when I first started, but I am now going into my first full year of going consistently to my therapist, and I'm obsessed with her. And I look forward to it every week. And it's such a accomplishment to say that because of where I came from. So I would say that's a longer term commitment that you have to make to start really seeing the benefits. And then I guess my second long-term commitment, and, you know, could be short-term, but really should turn into a long-term habit, is putting yourself first.
Like
that. I know that sounds so basic, but yeah, there's just so many instances where we don't do that. Even the little things like going to bed a little bit earlier, or maybe saying no to plans because we just don't feel 100% in some way. My therapist says this to me often, and it's just like the perfect saying, but it's like, you can't fill anyone else's cup up if yours is running low. So you need to recharge, put yourself first, relax, have a self-care moment, whatever that means to fill up your cup, do that first before you know, try to tackle anything.
Perfect answer. You got to take care of yourself, be your own best friend too. You can't be supportive of others if you're not going to be supportive of yourself as well. But Michelle, what are some ways you plan on raising awareness for the importance of mental health in the future?
Well, in addition to definitely talking about it, I've taken my Instagram community along the journey of therapy. So I feel like I've, you know, helped in some way in normalizing that topic, but I definitely plan on having two different posts speaking about my anxiety, illness, and just the whole journey of that. But also, something I haven't touched on officially yet is, dealing with an eating disorder, which is a whole different type of disorder, but I definitely want to talk about those two things at length. You know, it's been a great to, I guess, normalize that conversation, but it definitely takes a lot out of you to talk about it and put yourself out there. So I want to be careful in how I do it and for myself, and also just, you know, making sure I put all the right facts out there. So any way that I can, really, if there's, you know, charities that I can donate to, or probably loop that into my blog posts when I do write them, I will definitely do that.
Yeah, great way to put it. You don't have to rush it because you want to make sure it's the value. Yeah. One of the issues now is with Google, there's millions of pieces of information, but unfortunately, there's not always the correct information. So what you're doing is a complete value to your whole community as it is growing very large. But Michelle, thank you so much for coming on the show. I know our listeners are going to see all the value in your episode. I loved how you gave perspectives from both your personal experiences and the professional experiences of what you experience through your roles. I liked how you promoted the value of going to therapy, and your overall efforts to break down stigma in general now with eating disorders is very admirable. But it is time for the last word. And I also do this on my other podcast series, what it's really like to be an entrepreneur too, because I want our listeners to really get to know the guests I bring on. Is there something you would like to share with everybody that we did not get to touch on yet today?
I feel like I touched upon a lot of my favorite go-tos, but I would say, or reiterate, really, put yourself first, and whatever that may be, whatever that looks like, do it, because the world will be better for it.
I love that. Would you mind please now taking the time to share that social media, website, ways for our listeners to reach out to you, follow your endeavors?
Yes. Please follow me at SohoMini, SohoMini, on Instagram.
Be sure to check out all that great content, and it's social media time for the show, and we're on whichever platform you like to use. We're at A Mental Health Break with Vincent A. Lancey on LinkedIn, at A Mental Health Break on Instagram and Facebook, and over on Twitter, we're Podcast by Lancey, so you get updates from this show and what it's really like to be an entrepreneur. Of course, my handles are at Vincent A. Lancey on all social media and YouTube, and my website is VincentALancey.com. If you check out my books, DM me. I would love to hear from you all. We have Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, Left for Dead, A Story of Redemption, and How to Transform Your Mindset When the Norm is Changed. All are on my website now, which is VincentALancey.com.